made with a white flour batter that you fry. You fry the cake itself.
Or fruit cake? Fruit jack?
Alright. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's
Midland.
Salted? Midland meat? Does it make any difference whether it's smoked? If it's smoked, do you call it something else?
Just call it Midland meat.
What do you call a meatloaf that's been shaped up and all pressed together? It's made out of hog's jowls and his head and all that sort of thing. Do you have a name for that?
Sow's meat.
Sow's. What do you call the hard center part, the middle part of a cherry?
Of a cherry.
Cherry
seed.
Cherry seed. What do you call the hard part of a hard center part of a peach?
Cherry seed.
All right.
Kernel.
It's kernel. What do you call a peach whose the meat of the peach sticks to the stone, sticks to the seed?
Clingstone.
What do you call it when it separates easily?
Clear seed.
Clear seed? You call it a clear seed peach, or do you call it a clear seed?
Clear seed. Well, that's clear seed peach, of course, the meat comes off from either the seed clear,
mm-hmm.
and the clean stones, but it's off and then leave mm-hmm. some peach on it, too.
Which one's the best?
Well, I like the ones you have to cut off
with. Yeah, I think they're sweeter, too.
Them old-timey peaches we mm-hmm. had done for a year or two ago, those trees died out.
Did they?
Them peach trees don't live long these days.
Is that right?
You have to reset them if you have any.
What do you call beans, just ordinary, long beans that are eaten in the pods of the beans? They're eaten with that green part around the beans. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
They're green beans.
Do you have any other names for them? Is snap beans familiar to you?
Yeah, when you're little bitty, you call them snap beans, and then when you get bigger, they call them green beans.
Have you ever heard of string beans? Do you ever call
No, we don't ever call them. Stringless, stringless green pods, but we don't ever use them.
I see.
We never call them.
What do you call large, flat, yellowish green beans that are not eaten in the pods? You have to shell them out of the pods, and then you have
butter
to
cook beans.
Them. Butter beans. Do you ever use any other name for them? Like lima beans or silly beans?
Oh, yes, they have two kinds. They're the butter bean and the lima bean.
What's the difference between them?
Well, I don't know. One's big old white bean, the other is butter beans, is mostly spotted all the time.
Oh, I see. What do you call the tops of turnips and things like that, and beets that you can eat?
Like turnip greens up on top, but you don't eat the top of a beet.
All right. That's a good point.
Eat the bottom.
What do you call corn eaten on the cob?
Oh, we call corn bottom on the cob.
Corn what?
Bite on the cob.
All right. What do you call a small squirrel-like animal that runs along the ground? Now, let me explain it. It's kind of got reddish fur, and it's got two little black stripes that run down its back.
Oh, a little flying squirrel?
Little flying squirrel.
Yeah.
It's not a squirrel. It runs just along the ground. Just stays on the
ground. Ground squirrel, thank you.
All right.
Oh.
Do you ever use the word chipmunk? Ever heard of chipmunk?
Mm-hmm.
That's some other people call it a chipmunk. That's all.
Well, this little squirrel, the cat catches them once around. They're brown and have two black stripes uh-huh. down the back.
And that's
pretty little. And I call them vine squirrels, but.